Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so this polio-like strain, it's not polio, but it's a similar-looking type virus from enterovirus D68 that is causing these weird paralytic-type symptoms in kids. And this is a very, very scary disease that hasn't really been getting a lot of attention because there's been so much else going on in the news. The Hillary Clinton emails, the Ebola outbreak. I mean, these are things that have been in the news, and you know, this has been a headline for a while, and we just aren't getting any coverage of it. And they said genetic sequencing of this virus found in respiratory secretions of children in California and Colorado who suffered from paralysis or muscle weakness, this was last fall, appears that they were infected with a mutated strain of enterovirus D68. This is closer to polio than other strains have been in previous years. Now, this study takes a look at this because it's acting very similar to polio. Polio is a respiratory illness that unfortunately starts to affect the nerves, causes people to have paralysis, difficulty breathing, etc. Well, we were starting to see last fall an alarming amount of kids with this unexplained weakness in an arm or a leg. Some kids went into complete paralysis. Some needed to be put on a ventilator. As far as I know, I don't think we've had anybody die from this. Again, I'd have to look it up. I haven't seen as much literature as I need to on this. So I apologize. But right now, I don't think there were any deaths from this. So, treating physicians noted that many of the children appeared to be infected with the enterovirus D68. But the researchers were at the time cautious about drawing this link. This virus has, I guess, been around the world since the 1960s. And enterovirus D68 was found to cause some breathing issues, coughing, wheezing, nothing major. But now, with this research, they said, well, here's the thing. All right, you know, we may have some evidence that this is the virus that caused paralysis, so it must have been a mutated form. The researchers theorized that the reason the virus was not found in spinal fluid because samples were taken too late. A lot of times, in order to establish a diagnosis, we go into the spinal fluid, take out some of that, are able to look at the pathogens in that and detect it. So, because remember, when something causes paralysis, you look to the nervous system. And one way to see what affected the nervous system is accessing the fluid around the spinal cord. So, scientists also tested the children for the presence of other pathogens, and they didn't find any other viruses, bacteria, fungi, or parasites. So they think the children had this novel new strain of the virus called B1. They think this emerged about 4 years ago, and there's only about 5 to 6 coding differences from previous strains. But each of those then are mutated in the direction of polio, or there's another nerve-damaging virus known as EVD70. So the changes that the virus made it look more polio-like. All right, so the study identified this D68 as a trigger of the paralysis. Okay, but then we still have many other questions unanswered, according to the Washington Post. Like, why did some of the children get it, but not others? Why were some children affected so severely and not others? So the study looked at a pair of siblings with 100% genetically identical strain of the virus. One experienced muscle weakness and paralysis. The other only had the upper respiratory symptoms. So they think maybe, you know, and remember, these were siblings. They weren't twins. Okay, it'd be interesting to look at a pair of twins. But with the siblings, maybe one had a better defense immune system. Maybe the virus affected certain people a certain way. So they're still looking at this, obviously. And I think it's too early to suggest a vaccine, but it's not early to research and look at the possibility. Because, we've been very, very fortunate being able to eradicate polio from our country, even though polio still exists worldwide. But we've been very, very successful in not having new polio cases. However, when it comes to something that is acting polio-like, I don't give a damn if it's polio, if it's called whatchamacallit, if it's called, cocoa bean, cotton candy virus, I don't care. Something paralyzing our kids, all right, I want to stop it the same way we had to stop polio. And polio was scary. Your kid would wake up one day after not feeling well, you'd think it was a cold, and they'd be paralyzed. Very scary stuff. So we don't want anything like that coming back. So, in terms of the, they would also have, fever, achy joints, etc. So the average cold or the average virus, many of these kids, they have the typical cold symptoms. They feel achy, maybe a little fever, nose running, respiratory type stuff. We don't have to panic every time a child has that, but unfortunately, a lot of the times these polio, or in this case this enterovirus, it'll present with these types of symptoms that are very, very common in colds. So they said last fall, many doctors had said they were hopeful that this muscle weakness and paralysis were temporary. But in the Lancet study, none of the children had fully recovered by day 30. Dr. Chu, who's studying this, as well as researchers, say they now have 60-day data, and 70% of the kids had minimal to no improvement. So this is looking more like polio, where the paralysis is not temporary but permanent or semi-permanent. So the researchers are coming from Aurora, Colorado, San Francisco, Palo Alto, Los Angeles, and so now they're going to be, surveilling this D68, and then they may be considering that we need to do a vaccine. So if the enterovirus season starts in the late summer and early fall, okay, we have to decide if this is going to be flu-like, or it's a different strain each year, or if this sucker is going to come back. And then I'm wondering, if we think this is going to come back, do we need to incorporate something into our flu vaccine regimen that already has multiple different viruses in there? Man, a lot to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Quit letting your kids take a sip of your alcohol. I'll tell you why. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, the kids are watching Mommy and Daddy have a drink. And then the kids are like, Mommy, Daddy, can I have a sip? And the parents are like, well, yeah, of course. You know, if it's in our house and we're watching you, yeah, that's fine. Or, worse yet, you know, there was a doctor in town. If I'm getting the story straight, his kid was in high school. And rather than the kid going to another house getting drunk and dad having to worry about pick him up, he said, look, all right, if you guys are going to drink, do it in my house. and then you guys sleep over, so I know you're not going to drive home and get into an accident, etc. Well, unfortunately, he was contributing to delinquency of a minor and got busted pretty good. So, you know, the subject of parents and their kids drinking comes up a lot. And now there's a study where they say children offered a sip of their parents' wine at parties or social occasions are going to be more likely to start drinking by their mid-teens. The study has found that those who took alcohol in by the age of 11 were 5 times more likely to have had a full drink within a couple of years and 4 times more likely to have binged or been drunk than peers who had not tasted alcohol at any early age. The study was carried out here in the States where parents try to lessen the taboo appeal of drinking by following the European model of introducing young children to alcohol under supervision at home. So I guess in Europe, they do that. Kids get to try alcohol at home under the supervision of parents, no big deal. In America, they're like, well, we need to do that. And there was a study that came out about a year and a half ago that said the same thing. It does not decrease the taboo or make it any less interesting to these kids. These kids want to, you know, if they're going to want to drink alcohol, you're letting them have that taste. Does nothing to thwart that. Lead researcher Christina Jackson of Brown University in Rhode Island said our study provides evidence to the contrary. So a survey of UK school children also found witnessing drinking at home or seeing the parents get drunk raises the risk of children of having an alcoholic drink by the age of 13. In the study we did here in Rhode Island, 561 middle school students were surveyed periodically over 3 years. At the beginning of sixth grade at the age of 11, almost 30% of pupils said they'd sipped alcohol. In most cases, the parents provided it at a party or other special occasion. By the time the students reached ages of 14 and 15, 1 in 4 early sippers said they had a full alcoholic drink, compared with 6% of those who had not. Almost 1 in 10 of the early quote-unquote sippers had got drunk or binged, compared with just under 2% of people that didn't drink. So if it caused 10% of these kids to actually eventually go and get drunk, right, as teenagers, that is some scary, scary stuff. So, you know, here's the thing, okay? I understand parental instinct, okay? I get that because I thought of the same thing. I'm like, let the kid get it out of his system. Beer tastes like crap. I'm sorry, guys, but beer does. Beer tastes like absolute crap. So, if he sees how, because of the commercials make it look so good, the commercials make it taste so awesome. And, I mean, here's the thing. I understand these studies, okay, and I support these studies, but I'm not going to bag on parents who do that because I understand what's happening. The beers look so refreshing and they look so delicious and you're looking at these commercials and you're afraid that your kid is going to, at a friend's house, go crazy with the stuff. And so if the kid is going to do something bad, you want to at least do it in a controlled setting or let them see it's not that glorified, it's not that wonderful, it's not that tasty. Get it out of their system. That's not going to change. You can have studies up the yin-yang saying, look, you let the kid drink, he's going to still, you know, later become drunk. My answer to that is the kid that wants to try alcohol, that does, okay, they're going to do it anyway, whether the parent offers it or not, and they're going to be prone to becoming drunk anyway. But the kid that's like, Mom, I'm really fine with my sippy cup and my milk and my sippy cup, and the parent goes, here, drink my beer. You know, I mean, if they're not going to like it, they're not going to like it. So you see what I mean? The person that is sitting there fantasizing about it, that's the kid you got to watch out for. So my kid was telling me that apparently it's not really finals week, but there was midterms, okay, in high school. I guess now they have midterms. So there was all these tests. There was like 4 tests that they had. And so my kid was saying, yeah, all the kids are like, man, we got to get drunk. Even though they didn't, okay, there's a good group of kids, but that fantasy of we are going to let loose and get stupid, all right, that's a problem. All right, so that idea, the idea of you being able to get drunk and have that escape and it being a less illegal high than drugs are, that's what you're fighting against, okay? And what I think is the parents letting these kids have a sip or two is not adding to that delinquency. It just, it's not preventing it. Okay, and I think that's the point we could take home. So what do we do? How do we combat that? You know, I mean, my kid was like, you know, Mom, man, this is so hard. I can see why all my friends want to get drunk. Like, first of all your friends are 15, so that's not going to happen. And B, you've tasted beer, right? What do you think it tastes like? It doesn't taste good. I go, yeah, really? You think that's how you want to reward yourself? You know, what do you want to do for a reward? Your friends aren't here, so they won't hear you. What do you want to do as a reward? Well, you know, I think I'd rather, you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, then good. Now, true, I understand, you know, it was jaded because, you know, he was right there talking to Mom. But, you know, people want to get stupid with their friends. That's what they want to do. And a lot of us have done it. We've all gotten stupid with our friends. Okay, and getting stupid is that it's something that people like. You know, you like to laugh at things that aren't funny. You like to, you know, say things that, you know, because it's an excuse. When you're drunk, okay, you get to say anything. You could hit on anybody you've always wanted to hit on, and you could say, oh, sorry, I was just drunk. Now, those of us that are older, we think back, and many of you are probably cringing, going, oh, my gosh, I did this when I was drinking, or oh, my gosh, I said this, or oh, my gosh, I said that. You know, even me, I'm like right now thinking back. I remember one of my friends wanted to take advantage because I was at a graduation party. And luckily I had my senses and I was like, oh, hell no. You know, but you think back and you go, oh my gosh. So me as a parent, I don't want my kid. Thank God I don't have daughters. I don't want my kid in that position. No way. So I want to prevent my kid from being stupid. And from letting loose and just, you know, whatever. And I'm not going to be able to control that. You know, he's going to one day have a job and everybody's going to want to go home one Friday. And yeah, maybe I'll want to join him. I don't know. But it's definitely a very, very frustrating, aspect of parenting. You know, now e-cigs. They're saying these teenagers that are smoking e-cigs are putting them at risk for drinking and other risky behavior. They said in this study by Karen Hughes, a professor of behavioral epidemiology at Liverpool John Moores University in England, says we found that e-cigarette access is strongly related to alcohol use in teenagers. Those who drink are more likely to have accessed e-cigs than non-drinkers, regardless of whether they smoke normal cigarettes or not, or drink frequently, binge drink, drink to get drunk, etc. So they looked at 16,000 students aged 14 to 17 in England, found that 20% had used e-cigs. Now, those who tried the e-cigs, 16% never smoked, 23% had tried smoking but didn't like it, 36% were regular smokers, 12% only smoked when drinking, and 14% were ex-smokers. Students who drank alcohol were more likely to use the e-cigs. So, all right, kids are going to be kids. They're going to smoke tobacco, or they're going to smoke e-cigs, or they're going to smoke an apple, which, by the way, I don't understand that. I was watching the 40-year-old virgin, and I guess they were smoking an apple. I don't really get that. Oh, so they put the pot in the app. That's what it is. I am so naive, because I'm like, how do you get high off of an apple? Okay. That's why. So they stuck the pot in it. Okay. That makes sense. All right. So this is what our kids do. These are our kids that are going to be running the country. These are the kids that are going to be supporting us. You know, my mom has to make her decisions on advanced directive and living will, you know. And I told her, you know, she needs to decide, you know, she doesn't have to give me anything. But, you know, among our other siblings, you know, I mean, we're the ones taking care of her. She decides how she wants to do it, who she wants taking care of her later, who she wants making the decision. And you could just see her and the look on her face like, oh, my God, you four bozos are who I am leaving my, you know. And of course, she's going to have me make the decision to pull the plug, which I really don't want that decision. God forbid, please don't make me, you know, because she makes me mad all the time. You know how we talked about losing your cool? I could just totally see myself kick the plug and say, oh, screw this. But no, I won't do it. I promise. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got this email. Dear Dahlia, I hope that you are well. I am contacting you from the Medics Healthcare Office here in Auckland to see if you might have an interest in working in New Zealand. New Zealand? You know what? If there is no Obamacare out there, I am on the first flight out. There are many opportunities available for family physicians like you here. Why not beat the winter blues that are just around the corner and come to New Zealand for a stunning summer? Wowie! And no Obamacare! Gosh, that's tempting. See ya! No, I'm staying. Don't worry, I'm not going. I know a lot of you guys think I'm going to be on the first plane out when I can, and I know I've threatened that. I know I have, but no, I'm not leaving. I'm here, all right, and I will not retire until Obamacare is repealed. So please repeal it soon. Okay, no. No, I'm here to stay. I'm not leaving. I don't think I'm American. There's no way. Oh, my boy. Didn't they film Lord of the Rings in New Zealand? Maybe Viggo Mortensen is still running around the place, you know? Anyway, all right, McDonald's is going to try out breakfast. It's going to test an all-day breakfast at certain restaurants in the San Diego area beginning next month. Usually, McDonald's stops for breakfast, hash browns, egg sandwiches, hotcakes at 10:30. Sometimes it varies at restaurants, and some will let it go till 11. Remember when that happened? They stopped serving at 11 and went down to 10:30 a.m.? I want to know who was the bright person that came up with that one and if they got fired, because now that prevented a lot of people at the 10 o'clock time to even, you know, go near McDonald's. And, you know, even if they were making more money on lunch items than they were on breakfast items, I think still that would have been an epic fail from a financial standpoint, because people who wanted breakfast would go somewhere else for breakfast. And so, you know, I'm wondering if you know, they've been having issues with the recession, so they want to see if bringing back breakfast would help. McDonald's, they say, is struggling to turn, quote-unquote, this is from MoneyCNN.com, lousy sales around, and has announced a number of menu changes recently, including a plan to cut back on chicken raised on antibiotics, and is also bringing back chicken tenders and chicken selects after a two-year hiatus. I liked the chicken selects because they looked like real meat, and they were kind of delicious. I liked those. I mean, they were probably loaded in butter. They spray butter on the chicken a lot of these places, because and it makes it taste better. You put butter. Do you guys know that? You kind of put butter on your poultry. It's not the healthiest thing, but it makes it taste better. Too little, too late. They could have made a killing 20-some years ago. Now that everybody is anti-fast food, I don't know if that will fly. Speaking of flying, we got spacecraft that is going to carry nuclear explosives to destroy asteroids coming to kill us. And I am so excited by this, because I have been freaked out ever since the movie Armageddon, where Bruce Willis had to save the day and unfortunately die in the movie, which to me was not a good ending. Yeah, Earth was saved, but I've always had a crush on Bruce Willis ever since Moonlighting and Die Hard. I did not want to see him die. But he had to let Ben Affleck marry Arwen, and I don't know, she was Arwen, Lord of the Rings, I forgot what her name was in that, and so he had to let that happen, and it was, to me, it was a sad ending, but, you know, the Earth was saved. Anyway, a Danish company is planning to develop Earth-saving aircraft. It's called Hyper Velocity Asteroid Impact Vehicle, HAIV, and the system would be able to launch and reach an earthbound asteroid within 100 days or so, destroying it before it reached our planet. Now, the spacecraft will be unmanned, all right? And it has to track and find an asteroid before it is too late and it impacts Earth. The concept was created by the Emergency Asteroid Defense Project based in Denmark. They are seeking to find a way to protect Earth from destruction when all other methods have failed. This could be a $500 million to $1.5 billion project. The cost of the mission would depend on how large the incoming asteroid that needed to be destroyed was. Once the asteroid was located, the HAIV would be launched on one of several possible rockets, including Delta IV or Atlas V. The HAIV would then align itself such that it would impact the asteroid by matching its orbit. The concept works using a quote-unquote leader and a follower spacecraft. After the launch, the lander would separate and impact the asteroid, forming a crater in the surface. Then the follower carries the nuclear warhead. That would then enter the crater and explode, blowing the asteroid to pieces. These pieces would either be deflected from Earth or would be too small to cause any considerable damage. Whoa. Okay, so when you look at, let's say, something the size of Halley's Comet, that was about 6.2 miles, you could see how it would affect more than 60% of our country, okay? You could have burns all the way down into Mexico, all the way up into Canada from a comet hitting Denver. I mean, that's how much the radius or the diameter would be. Huge. Yeah, see, I'm going back to my math. All right, so, you know, I guess there was supposed to be an asteroid that flew by us over the weekend, last weekend. They're supposed to be still miles upon miles away, but too close to comfort as far as I'm concerned. Now, remember we were hit by an asteroid in Chelyabinsk in 2013? And, these things do happen, and you almost wonder, you know, why aren't they happening more often? Or can something change where they start to happen more often? Not that I want to think about it, because when you think about it, it happens. So, last year, the privately funded B612 Foundation discovered that Earth is up to 10 times more likely to be hit than previously thought. While the majority of the impacts either occur high up in the atmosphere or in unpopulated areas like the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, the danger is still ever present. So the findings were based on information released from the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. So they operate a network of sensors that monitor the Earth around the clock. They listen for infrasound signatures of nuclear detonations. But they say what these sensors found were not nuclear explosions, but rather asteroid impacts on a huge scale. Between 2000 and 2013, the network detected 26 explosions on Earth, ranging in energy from 1 to 600 kilotons, all caused by asteroid impacts. Okay, why didn't anybody tell us this? That's what was going on. So again, we don't need to freak out. But the 1998 movie, see, I want to know, did this 1998 Armageddon movie, did they get information from NASA, or did the author of the story come up with this all by himself? And then is he getting money from NASA for coming up with the idea? I hope he should. Anyway, I thought Armageddon was still a really, really good movie. So hopefully we don't get hit with an asteroid. But, yeah, I mean, you wonder, with all the technology that we have, don't we have a way where we could just pew, pew, pew the asteroids? Wasn't there a game called Asteroids in the 80s where you would just sit there and shoot the asteroids? Wasn't it? I think there was a game called Asteroids. I don't know. All I remember is I was in a spaceship. Yeah, that was one of the early Atari ones, right, where it was like a little triangle in the center, and you would be kind of circling through, and then you would just be shooting the asteroids. That was Asteroids. Yeah, I mean, why didn't we think of a way to do this? Why don't we have somebody out there, protected, of course, give them hazard pay, and he's just sitting there shooting asteroids as they're coming to Earth. And you just sit there and go, pew, pew, pew. Man, I would even do that job. Just sit out there and as asteroids are coming, just go, pew, pew, pew. I'd do it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we were talking about burnout, and we were talking about having a rough day at the office and staff, etc. Well, they say that nice guys finish last, and that there's a study that claims that the friendlier staff receive lower wages than their less agreeable colleagues. And despite working just as hard, the nice guys are reluctant to push for pay raises, and they are also such team players that they sometimes don't stand out and then get chosen for promotions. Research at the University of Sheffield made the discovery while looking at the impact of personality traits on workers' productivity and pay. The study found more agreeable workers tend to earn less in the actual labor market, but the productivity is similar when measured in the laboratory setting. So what makes you a nice, good coworker? Agreeableness, being compliant, modest, trustworthy, and sympathetic. Okay, I mean, I feel like I was like that, you know, like when I waited tables, but I still stood out because I was loud and I was fast and I would start yelling, you know, back and forth at the staff, at the cooks. I could speak Spanish, so the cooks would call me Blank Macera, and the word they would call me began with a P. And for those of you who know Spanish, okay, an adjective that begins with a P, right, before Macera, waitress, you kind of knew what they called me, right? And I'd be like, you don't call me that. You know, you serve this like crap. You know, I can't serve this. So we'd be going back and forth for fun, but we'd be yelling and screaming at each other. So I kind of stood out with my boss because, one, I was bilingual enough, you know, to help yell at the staff. And then, two, because, you know, I was loud. Even the restaurant could hear me yell, you know, back and forth at the cooks. I love the cooks. We got along great, but, you know, we'd be yelling at each other. All right. And I didn't get a raise, you know, because, again, you made money based on your tip. So your minimum wage was like $1.60 or whatever it was. You know, that's what all you would get. I mean, it was obviously not minimum wage, but whatever your hourly thing was. So, you know, what I say you do is, okay, you know, the study also found women most likely to show agreeable personality traits may not get them as much money as others. Being agreeable made workers more successful in teamwork, but had negative effects on their homework. One, they had less individual productivity, you know, because you're always helping a coworker. So you're always like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. Like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. You know what? You know what? I can put my work aside. I'll help you. So you're ending up helping everybody else, and you don't get your work done. Okay? Then you may be less effective when you're trying to bargain your wage. When you're like, wait a second, I need to make more than $1.60 an hour. This is ridiculous. You know, you're not saying it. You're like, you know what? Listen, I know you got a lot of people to pay for. You know, I really don't want to ask for more money. But so you don't even think about doing that. You know, and then also, you may be very quite content with whatever you're doing and then not be trying to ask for the promotion or going deeper into the company. So, okay, what does that mean? Well, I don't want you guys to turn around and be jerks now at the office, but you need to realize that you may be getting passed over. So I want you nice, I want you agreeable, teamwork, etc. Okay, but remember, once you get promoted, once you turn manager, once you turn boss, you lose that coolness. So be careful, you know, what you wish for. Now I'm sitting here reading this going, okay, well, you know, if you guys to make money, you need to do this. Maybe don't make more money. If you're happy, if you're complacent, if you're liking the job, you know, maybe who cares if you're making less money? Maybe who cares? You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many of my patients got promoted. And when they tell me that, I'm, you know, bringing on the I'm trying to open up a bottle of champagne. Yay, congratulations. I'm like, no, it's not good at all. It's the worst decision I ever made. Sometimes the promotion, you know, you may think it's a promotion, but not that good. They were looking for a manager in the restaurant to manage. You know, at first I'm like, oh my gosh, really? I'd love to have that on my resume where I'm a manager, you know? But then I'm like, wait a second, I'm not going to make tips like I'm making now as a food server? Oh no, thank you, I'll pass. I'd rather make the tips and not have all the responsibility. So just, you know, before you kind of get grumpy and you start to, you know, turn all witch on everybody at the office, you know, maybe just keep doing what you're doing. Okay. But when you ask money, say, look, okay, I read this study. I was listening to the Dr. Dolly show. Apparently I'm so busy doing other people's teamwork that I may not be, you know, standing out. And I want you to notice me and I want you to pay me accordingly. And then they go, you're fired. Speaking of fired, apparently there's this blog that's out there called Please Fire Me. I guess Tumblr has a Please Fire Me blog. And I guess it's where you could post things that happen to you at work. Like, for example, please fire me. Today a man walked into my local McDonald's and asked for a vegan sausage McMuffin. Please fire me. I work at a call center, and I got the hiccups. My boss yelled at me and told me that, and I quote, hiccuping is unprofessional. Here's another one. Please fire me. I'm a bouncy castle operator and was yelled at today by a parent because I wouldn't let their 10-year-old 160-pound kid on the bouncy castle with 3-year-olds. Please fire me. I work in a movie theater. When 50 Shades came out, a woman asked me to take a picture of her in front of the poster with a whip in her hand. I have not read the book or seen the movie. Really? They have whip type stuff? Please fire me. When corporate came to visit, the CEO told me you're not as dumb as HR made you out to be, as if it was supposed to be a compliment. Please fire me. I work at Victoria's Secret. Men keep coming in and sniffing the panties. Please make it stop. Okay, you know what, guys, really? You guys are sniffing panties at these stores? Really? Why? What do you expect them to smell like? They came from the factory. It's cotton or nylon or, I don't know, vulcanized rubber, whatever they use for Spanx these days. Really? Sniffing panties? By the way, that's a very animalistic trait, okay? If you look at your cats and dogs, they sniff each other's lilies. And sniffing, well, yes, there's a medical term, pelvic area, perineum. They sniff each other's perineum. We call it lily. And they do that because I don't know why. I guess they could tell everything they need to know about the other animal by doing that. And I don't know. I'm not a man, and I suppose we should interview a man. I should have an interview on once in a while and ask a man to ask us why the sniffing of the panties gives them the detective results that they need. I'm really not sure. I mean, if you guys knew what the average underwear has, okay, you got secretions, you have protein, you have urine sediments, you have urea, there could be some lactobacillus, some gardnerella. If the female had a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea or the clap, you could have that mixed in there. There could be remnants from lubricant. There could be blood, period-type stuff, some old cotton, remnants from the dishwasher, from the clothing detergent. And if you guys think that smells good to you, just go and have it. Please fire me. I work in a thrift store, and about once a week we have to clean poop off something that is definitely not a toilet. Yes, I don't understand that. I've gone into thrift stores. I don't understand why there's poo-poo all over the place in these bathrooms. That makes no sense to me. There's a toilet. Please fire me. I'm communicating that we should complete a project together, and my boss suggested that we gangbang it. Oh, man. Hang in there, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down. 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 Hang me down.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.